Hallelujah. God bless you. This is another evening. Good evening to you in your homes. I'm here once again. This is Keeply Flow. It's Wednesday, and this is where we gather to have the Word of God once again. My name is Reverend Ike, and it's a good opportunity for us to gather once again to hear the Word of God. The Word of God is very important. And like I keep saying, if today is your first time coming to church, this is actually our midweek service. If today is your first time coming to church, this is what I want you to do. I want you to subscribe, all right, to this channel. You see subscribe over there. You are a Gen Z person, so you should understand when we say subscribe, all right? You should subscribe so that next week when I come, the link will just show up on your phone like that, okay? Or before with the service to start, it will remind you that there will be service. Then also like the service, all right? I'm interested in your like. Then during the service, I want to have an interaction with you. I want you to comment, all right? I want to know where you are watching from. I want you to comment. I want you to write your note in the comment section. And then let's get interactive. And I believe that we are going to have a fantastic time. And then finally, share this link with your friends. Share this link with your classmates, okay? Your friends on WhatsApp, wherever your friends are, on Facebook, wherever. Share it with your friends. And also put this link on your WhatsApp status and tag everybody and tell them that it is time for our midweek service, our 30 minutes in the presence of God, 30 minutes in God's presence, and we are going to have a fantastic time. So God bless you for tuning. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't say you don't have data. You have data. Don't leave. And also call all your friends, your siblings, okay, your siblings in the house. If you're in the compound house, call all of them and tell them that your pastor has come. Reverend E.K. has come. And we are going to listen to the Word of God for just 30 minutes. And after that, you can go back to do whatever you are doing. So I believe you are back from school, or you are back from wherever you are, or you are on vacation. Well, I don't know. Now the school system, some people are on vacation, others are in school and all that. No problem. But wherever you are, it's a pleasure to come your way once again. And I believe that we are going to have a successful service this evening. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for another wonderful evening. We thank you for life. We thank you for grace. We thank you for helping us to see a day like this. As we go into the Word of God, as we listen to the Word that you have given us for today, I pray that let your Word have an impact on our lives. Let your Word bless us. Let your Word change our lives as young people. Bible says that wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, by taking heed thereto according to your Word. So Lord, I pray that may, as we take heed to your Word, may our lives change, may our lives become a better version of ourselves, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you so much for joining. I am on this episode that I title the I Am of Christ, the I Am of Christ. When Jesus came up on the scene, he mentioned things that he is, okay? And then these are the things that we are going through, okay? Last week, we looked at one of them, all right? And this evening, we are going to look at another one. When Jesus came, he said so many things. He said, I am the bread of life. Okay, he also said that I am the light of the world. It's Jesus who said it. He said, I am the light of the world. He is the one who said it. Why did he say he's the light of the world? We shall look at what it means. He also said that I am the door. He mentioned seven things that he is. All right, and I believe that if Jesus says that he is something, that it should be of importance to us to find out why he is that thing, and how that thing affects our life, because we are following Jesus Christ. All of us, we are following Jesus Christ. If you are listening to me and you are not following Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ doesn't know you, at the end of this service, I'll give you an opportunity to give your life to him. At the end of this service, so don't leave. At the end of this service, I'll give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ again. It is dangerous to live in the world where you have not given your life to Christ. Now, what is happening is that either you give your life to Christ or you give your life to something else. Your life is not just there. It is with somebody. And I'll recommend that you give your life to Jesus Christ, the maker of heaven and earth. The one who can sustain you. All right? This is the one that you should give your life to. Don't give your life to football. Don't give your life to music. Don't give your life to any other thing. Don't give your life to any idol. Don't give your life to your mobile phone. Anything that controls you is what you give your life to. All right. So tonight, we are taking one of the I am, one of the emphatic statements that Jesus said. And last week, I was explaining to you that when somebody used the word there is a definite article. All right. When somebody used the word there, it means that he is the only of that thing. I am the father. It means that I'm the only father he or she has. All right. I am the CEO of this company. It means the CEO is only one. If you say that I am a worker here, if you use the word a, it means that there are many workers. I am a student of this school. You know, there are a lot of, if you say I am the student, you know, there's only one student and you are that student. Do you see? So when Jesus makes a statement and use the word there, all the things he said, there's a word there, all right, that precedes. Do you understand the word precede? Precede means comes before that statement he made. Now, today, we are looking at what Jesus said when he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. There are other lights. There are other lights. All right? We have traffic lights. We have candle lights. What other lights do we have? We have torch lights. What else? We have phone lights. We have a lot of lights. Okay? We have electricity, light, ECG light. We have sunlight. Sunlight is a type of soap. Skin light, cream, and sunlight. And we even have light soup. So we have a lot of light, okay? But Jesus is saying that I am the light of the world. Nobody has said this before. No, clap for Jesus. Nobody has said this, that he is the light of the world. Hey, it's a serious statement to make, to go somewhere and say that I am the light of the world. I mean, you must be convinced you are a light, number one. Before you are the light of the world, the whole world. Somebody was proposing to someone, they said that, I'll give you the world. Now, if you are giving the girl the world, the rest of us, where are we going to stay? All right? Uh-huh. So, for Jesus to say, I am the light of the world. I am the light. The light. He didn't say, I am a light. If he says, I am a light, then he's like, he's one of those lights. Like sunlight, traffic light, light soup, torch light. All type of light that you can think about, he is that thing. But he's saying that I am the light of the world. Let's read this scripture in John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke again and said unto them, and this one also he said to people, unto them. Last week we looked at when Jesus said that I am the bread of life. He was also speaking to some people. Today also, he's saying that, then he spoke again. Jesus spoke again and said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. You see, anytime Jesus is talking, Jesus is addressing a problem of life. Last week when we looked, he said that I am the bread of life. This one, he said that I am the light of the world. But if you follow me, you shall have the light of life. There is so much darkness in this world. So much darkness in this world. And Jesus said he is the light of the world to address the fact that the whole world lies in fear of confusion and darkness. This whole world is in darkness. This whole world, I'm telling you, this world is in darkness. This world is in confusion. And as we are growing up, as a young boy growing up, as a young girl growing up, we don't want you to be in confusion. We don't want you to be confused. There are so many things that are confusing you. So many things. And you see, your generation is a wicked and a perverse generation.
where you are being manipulated, where you are being exploited, where you are being deceived, where TikTok is deceiving, social media is deceiving you, portraying falsehood as the truth, and a whole lot. The world lies in disarray. This world lies in total darkness. And you see, if you follow this world, you will be in darkness. Look at Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. Let me read Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 60 said that, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Now look at verse 2. Verse 2 is where my focus is. It said, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." Darkness has covered the earth. And he says that, "And gross darkness the people." So you see, people walking around, darkness has covered gross. When we say gross is like a thick darkness. Darkness has covered the world. But gross darkness has covered people. That is why when you see people, do you understand? When you see human beings, you can't tell who they are. If you see a human being, they brought a certain studies teacher to come and teach you in the house. That studies teacher has started touching you. Gross darkness, the people. Wickedness lies in the heart of men. Bible even says that. He says that men love darkness rather than light. We love darkness. Look at John chapter 3, verse 19. He said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil." So much darkness. So much darkness in this world. When you go to school, there's darkness. When you come to the house, there's darkness. When you visit your friend, there's darkness. You can't trust anyone. You can't live your life successfully as a young person. There is so much darkness around. But Jesus came on the scene. And Jesus announced and said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light." You see, when there is light off, we all shout, "Hey!" Because without light, we cannot see. So Jesus has come to address our need for confusion and fear. And when there's light off, there's fear. When there's light off, as for you, the reason why you talk and you insult the government when there's light off is because you can't charge your phone. It's not because you are using the light for anything proper. It's, Doomso has come again. This government won't vote for them. You don't have voters ID card. So I don't even know why you have been shouting that you vote for these people and you vote for these people. And 4 years will come. If 4 years come, what will you do? You are just 13 years. If 4 years comes, what will you do? So there is so much darkness. There is so much confusion in this world. So when Jesus came, he addressed that confusion. And he says that, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world." That is what he said. And like I said, no one has said this statement in history. Nobody has come to say that he is a light. You cannot easily say you are a light if you are not light. And he's just not saying that he is a light. He's saying, "I am the light of the world." But he said that he that followeth me. Listen, we need to follow Jesus. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." I don't think any one of us wants to walk in darkness, young people. But if you don't follow Jesus, you will walk in darkness. That's the sad truth. That if you don't follow Jesus Christ, you will walk in darkness. So the first thing that I want you to understand is that the world is full of darkness. This world is full of deception. This world is full of confusion. As you are starting your life at the age of 5, at the age of 8, you have learned how to lie. Because this world is in confusion. There's darkness in this world. At the age of 12, you know how to lie to get money from your parents. At the age of 13, you know what to do. You people have started texting you. At the age of 13, boys have started texting you. Boys have started writing letters to you and telling you how much they love you. This world lies in total darkness. Confusion. He said, gross darkness, the people. Gross darkness. Human beings are in gross darkness. Thick darkness. We cannot know the heart of men. We cannot know the heart of human beings. He said, gross darkness, the people. And like I said, human beings like darkness because of our deeds. All of us, we are prone to this verse. All of us, he said, this is the condemnation that light has come into the world. John chapter 3, verse 19. This is the condemnation that light is come into the world and men love darkness. You'll be shocked to know that men love darkness. You'll be shocked. Why do men like darkness? Men, why do we love darkness? I'm not talking like man as in male. Man, when Bible say man, all of us, boys like darkness, girls also like darkness. And even girls, cry, you like darkness more. You girls, you like darkness more. There are things you are hiding from your parents. There are things you are hiding from everybody. Somebody has sent you a secret text message. Text him this video and text him the link, and tell him that he should watch this link. He should share the link to the people and tell them that they should. Yeah. So the whole world lies in darkness. That is why Jesus came to declare that he is the light of the world. He is the light of the world, resurrection and life. He is the light of the world. We need light in our lives. We need this light. That is what Jesus has come to give us. This light. He said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. If you are looking for light, he said, if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. If you follow Jesus Christ at the age of 10, you will not walk in darkness. If you follow Jesus Christ at the age of 12, you will not walk in darkness. Look, there are people walking in darkness. Oh, smoking, drinking, chasing girls, and what have you. These are people walking in darkness. I'm telling you. And anytime we go to evangelize and talk to people about Christ, we are trying to take them out of darkness and bring them to the marvelous light of Christ. That is what we are trying to do. Anytime we evangelize, as we talk to young people, and they are also young people who are also walking in darkness. Most people are walking in darkness because they don't have Christ. May you never walk in darkness in Jesus' name. May you never, any darkness in your life, may it be dissipated. Now, let me use the word so that you know that understanding. If I understand English, you are the reason I speak English like this. But I understand English. So once a while, I have to use the English to pass through. Then you know that, yes, I understand English, yes. Hallelujah. The world is full of darkness. Number two. Light shines. So when you follow Christ, you will shine. Do you want to shine in this life? Do you want to do well? I recommend Christ. Do you want to do well at school? Do you want to shine? Yes. Do you want people to see you as a shining light? You see, in our church, when this church started, Lighthouse Chapel International, when it started, many years ago, our motto was, may we be a shining light to the nations. And over the period, as we declare, may we be a shining light to the nations. I think we even have an anthem that we used to sing. May be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the people of the world. Let the whole, it's a whole anthem. Yeah, may we be a shining light to the nation. I declare to your life, I declare to you that may you also become a shining light to the nation. When you follow Christ, you become a shining light. You will shine among your friends. You will do well because you are following the light and you are not in darkness. May you follow this light. May you do well. Because you see, you can never follow Jesus Christ and fail. Jesus Christ has not called you to embarrass you. You see, now your friends will be laughing at you. And at this church thing, every day you say you are going to church. Every Sunday, we have a lot of young people who don't go to church. If like Sunday, try and move around. You see that more people, more children move around who are not in church than those who are in church. And any child you meet and you ask, do you go to church? You tell you yes. Most children also lie. Children even lie more than adults do. Yes. So when they, because light shines, when you follow Jesus Christ, who is saying that he is the light of the world, he is the one who came to say it to. We are sitting our Samuel, and then he came and said that he is the light of the world. Why don't you want to shine? Me, as I sit, I want to shine. I really want to shine. I really want to shine. And when you follow, you see, and that is why people insult pastors. Because you see, pastors are people who shine. And why do they shine? They shine because they follow Jesus. Because they are preaching Jesus. They are talking about Jesus. As I'm here, I am talking about Jesus. Yes. And so don't be surprised if you hear that I'm shining. Footballers don't talk about Jesus. Doctors don't talk about Jesus. Your class teachers, they don't talk about Jesus. All right? It's pastors who talk about Jesus. And so if you follow the light, you will shine. When I was in SU, I learned a scripture, Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 1. I learned this scripture in SU when I was in secondary school. First year, form one. When I entered, that was the first scripture they taught us as we joined SU. He said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119 verse 105. I learned this scripture in SU. If you go to school, join SU. I don't know the state of SU now, but SU means Scripture Union. Yes, I was in SU first year, second year. When I got to Form 3, I was the general secretary of SU in my school. When I went to secondary school, I didn't backslide though. May you not backslide as you go to secondary school in Jesus' name. I go to secondary school, you choose some secondary school far away. A secondary school that is not on the Ghana's map. And now we don't even know where you are. And you go and be there. By the time you have come, you have changed it to something else. But we will not allow you. We will never allow you to become that thing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp. And who is that word? The word is Jesus. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So thy word is a lamp. When you follow Jesus Christ, your path will be clear. Your path, you will not walk in darkness. You will not hit your foot against anything. You know when there's light off and you are walking in the room, the dark room, you see how you hit your toe against things, your leg against things. That is how a life without Jesus Christ is. You are walking in darkness. You are walking in darkness. You can just use your forehead to hit a wall. That is how life is without Jesus Christ. So he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. You see, your feet, you have your feet and your path and a lamp. Thy word is a light to my feet and a lamp to my path. Okay, to shine your path. Which path are you going? Which way are you going? What do you want to become in future? What actually do you want to become in future? You need the light of God to shine your path. Yes. Me, I've seen that, and God has really shone his light to my path. Growing up, I've seen that if God didn't come true for me, I was reading an article, and it says that people, if you have not given your life to Christ by age 11, the chances of giving your life to Christ again after age 11 is just 6%. It's very scary. Very, very scary. Anybody you see serving God gave their life to Christ very early. So that your light, your path will shine. When you go to school and you are taught, you understand. You become a shining light in your class. You actually become a shining. People will see that you shine. Your classmates will even see that you are shining. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's what happens when you follow Jesus Christ. I want you to follow this man who is saying that he is the light of the world. He has declared, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. I declare, you will not walk in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. I say it over. It doesn't matter what your class teacher has said. You see, mostly class teachers, school class teacher, this primary school, JHS school, they say that when they don't pay them and they come to class, they are angry. You see that they start cursing you. Hey, you, your head is like ice block. Hey, you can't do anything unless you sell charcoal. All because they've not paid them. The day they pay them, you see that they'll start talking nice. Yeah, I don't blame them. Some of them, too, when they get broken hearts like that and they come to class, no, they put all the anger and the frustration and the depression and the confusion on you. But you are exempted. As they speak negative things about your life, when we meet here on Wednesdays, I will speak positive things into your life. And I'm saying that you will shine. You will do well. You will do exploits. You will be a shining light in your family. You will be a shining example in your family. Nobody will use you as an example of a bad thing. They will use you as an example of a good thing. I declare into your life that your life will shine brighter and brighter, brighter. Your parents will be proud of you. Your parents will be, when you go to school and the term ends and you bring your report, you will see that if you are 86 in the class, and your position in class will be first or second, that is an example of a shining light. I'm telling you, may you follow this light in Jesus' name so that you will shine. Follow Jesus Christ and you will shine. Number three, darkness will leave your life if you walk with Jesus. Yeah? Yeah, if you walk with a man who has light, he didn't say that he even has light. He said he is the light. I am the light. You cannot walk with the man who is the light and be in darkness. Your life will not be in confusion. Your life will not be in darkness. Yeah, yeah. There's a scripture. Let me quote it to you. I think it is in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 66. Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 66. You see, this was when they were cursing the people, and he said that and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. Hey, may your life never hang in doubt. When we say your life is hanging in doubt, do you understand what it means? It means that anything you do, you are not sure. There are many people whose lives are in doubt. It's like today they sell foods. It's not working. They come and sell Brodin Cartier. It's not working. They sell Kosiani Meko. It's not working. They go and sell pure water. It's not working. Their lives are in doubt. He said, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night. And thou shalt have no assurance for thy life. And this is a serious case. May this case, you see, and this case will come where you are in darkness. You are not sure. But if you walk with the man who is the light, who declared that I am the light of the world, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, he said that if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. Light of the world. Today, tonight, believe that Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. And he's declaring, he said that, come to me, I'm the light of the world. Let's read that scripture again. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. You will not walk in darkness. I prophesy that you, listening to me, you will not walk in darkness. You will be a shining light. You will shine brighter and brighter. You will shine brighter. You will do well. Your parents will be proud of you. You will bring joy to your parents. When your parents look at you, they'll be excited. They'll be happy they have a child like you. Yeah. Number three, like I said, darkness will leave your life if you walk with Jesus Christ. Every form of darkness over your life today, may it be neutralized in Jesus' name. Every form of darkness, any darkness that is in your life, any darkness that you are struggling with, anything that is posing as darkness, that is affecting you. And you see, darkness also brings fear. Anytime there's darkness, there's fear. That's why when they send you to the room where there's darkness, you are singing. See that you are singing. You are, some of you don't even want to go cry. Hallelujah. Last one. Light will help you see right from wrong. Yes, light. This, if you have Jesus in your life, you will be able to know what is right and what is wrong. Many people don't know what is right and what is wrong. Many people don't know. People think sin like you see, because you don't go to church, and you see there's a confusion. Is it a super bet in the Bible? Is it wrong to do super bet? It's because you don't go to church. It's because there's no light in your life. That is why you are asking us whether there is super bet in the Bible. And at the age of 10, you have the super bet app on your phone. You have been super betting. You are 13 years, you are looking at me. You have the super bet app on your phone right now. As I'm talking, you have it. You have it. This the World Cup that just passed. This World Cup. Oh, we should come and see you. You know the odds. Under 1.5. Mika, how do I know these things? Under 1.5. You know. I've heard somebody say under 1.5. I say, what does it mean? He said, if I explain to you, you know if you understand. Over 1.5. You, at the age of 30, you understand all this. But 13 years, you can't quote 13 scriptures. Hey, can't you only see? Hey! You don't know scripture. You don't know 13 scriptures. Even though you are 13 years. My goodness. So if you have light, you'll be able to see that this is right and this is wrong. Look, I'm a reverend minister. Many times I've gone to do naming ceremony for people. And when we are going to do naming ceremony, we ask the people that give us butter and give us honey. And we give the child butter and we give the child honey. It to symbolize, all right, to symbolize, to teach the child that they should be able to know right from wrong. Old Odin, they give them akpeteshi and water. That's how can, those days when the children grow up, they tend to become alcoholics. Give them akpeteshi. Small boy, you are putting alcohol in their mouth. If that child grows up, why won't he be an alcoholic? But we change it. Butter and look at Isaiah chapter 7. Verse 15. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 15. Okay? Let's even start from verse 40. It says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. My name is in the Bible, Emmanuel. You people, you don't like people call Emmanuel. You are saying that Emmanuel people, we are red flags and we are bad people. No problem. But Jesus Christ is called Emmanuel. Every day you are seeing Emmanuel people. No, you'll be there. Verse 15 says that, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Look, to choose good and refuse evil, you will need light in your life. Light to tell you that this is evil and this is good. May you choose the good and refuse evil because of the presence of light in your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. You not steal your mother's 5 CDs. Because there's light in your life. And you know that stealing 5 CDs is evil. Refuse evil and choose good. You will not insult your father. Yeah. But Bible said that the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it. This is a warning to those of you who disrespect your parents, who insult your mother. As for your mother, you use her as wrath. You just insult her by heart. If you have light in your life, you will never insult your mother. Yeah. One time, I had a church member. I'm closing. I had a church member. And she came to church. And we closed. Their house was not far from the church. So when we closed, she went home. And she noticed that their door was locked. So she came back to the church. When she came to the church, she met her elderly brother, but the brother was not a member of our church. She doesn't even come to church. Then this girl was telling the brother that their father had locked the door. Are you getting the story? Their father had locked the door. Now, as they were having the discussion, their father was coming up the hill. Then the boy asked the father, "Dad, unawa locky door? Use then unawa locky door?" That's how the boy started talking to the father. And this boy doesn't have light in his life. He said, "Unawa locky door?" And the father was drunk. Honestly, I mean, the father was drunk talking. He was talking by heart as he was coming. And I think anytime the boy talks, the father says something, and the boy was getting angry. And I was even wondering why he was asking the father why he locked the door, because I feel the father was paying the rent and all that. So if his father locks the door, what's the big deal? When the boy got close to the father, he slapped the father, and he said, "Unawa locky door." When he slapped the father said, "Kobi, wabomasun, we chow kwainsu." I don't want to tell you where the boy is right now. We chow kwainsu. Kobi. I think when he slapped the father, the alcohol has cleared from the father's face. He said, "Kobi, wabomasun, we chow kwainsu." I pray for you that may you refuse evil. May you refuse evil in this perverse generation because you have light, because you have Jesus. And Jesus is saying, he's saying that I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I came to shine for everybody in this world. I am the light of the world. Receive this light. Receive this light into your life. I promise you, if you have this light in your life, your problems will be solved. You will know good. Not even knowing good. You also learn to refuse evil. And that is our problem. Many young people cannot refuse evil. We know the evil, and we also know the good. But to refuse the evil and to choose the good is a problem. May you make that decision right now, because you have the light, and you have the light of the world. The light of the world is Jesus. Many, many years ago, we used to sing the song, "The light of the world is Jesus. The light of the world is Jesus. He's calling everyone to come and see the light. The light of the world is Jesus. He's calling everyone to come and see the light. The light of the world is Jesus." Even tonight, if they give light off, you struggle to sleep. If they give light off, because you see, you sleep in darkness, and you don't like to sleep in darkness. Why would you like your life to be in darkness? Receive Jesus Christ right now. I present Jesus Christ to you. May you receive Jesus Christ. I bring Jesus Christ to your doorstep. I bring this light to your doorstep. May this light shine on your path. Psalm 119 verse 105. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." As you are in JHS 1, may this light be your guide. As you are in JHS 2, as you are in class 6, as you are in class 5, you are in class 4, whatever class you are, as a young person, I present to you this light of the world. Close your eyes wherever you are. I present to you this light of the world. Maliko siandi, malako zatabra, malike sekotoriande kazato kaliandi, malikotoriande kazata kalianda. I pray for you that may you receive this light. May the light of Christ come into your life. May your life never be in doubt. May you have assurance for your life. May your life never hang in doubt. In the name of Jesus, may you not walk in darkness. May troubles never visit you, because the light of the world, you walk with the light of the world, which is Jesus. And he said, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." You shall not walk in darkness. I declare over your life that you will not walk in darkness. You will walk in the light. You will see the straight path. You will see your future. You will see your life. You will shine brighter and brighter. You will do well. In the name of Jesus, you will do well. You will refuse evil and you will choose good. In the name of Jesus, may your life be full of light, because you have this light of the world. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We declare, Father, we declare that if the devil come with darkness, may you bring light to neutralize it in Jesus' name. May the children never walk in darkness. May our children know you. May our children learn to accept the good, choose the good, and refuse evil because of the presence of the light. He said, behold, that this whole world lies in darkness. He said, gross darkness the people. May our children never meet a dark person. May our children never meet a darkened hearted person. In the name of Jesus, I declare that, Lord, let your light shine in our hearts. May we not love darkness. Bible said that in John chapter 3, verse 9. He said, for men love darkness because of their deeds. May we not love darkness. May we love the light. As young people, may we love the light. I declare that we will love light in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me lead you to Christ tonight. As you are listening to me, you are not born again. Say this prayer after me, and light will come into your life right now. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. I'm a sinner. I am full of darkness. Please forgive me and accept me and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in and for watching. Thank you so much for giving your life to Christ. My number is on the screen, 054-6055-916. This is Reverend Ike, and this is Kipley Flow. God bless you for joining. Maybe you are a newcomer. This is the first time you are seeing this video. I want to be your pastor online. Call me, 054-605-5591. It's your birthday, you are writing the exam, you need a question, answer to your question, you don't have a good church to attend, you are looking for a pastor, somebody to answer your question, to love you, to shepherd you, to teach you the word of God, I am here. My name is called Reverend E.K. and my number is 054-605-5916. God bless you so much for tuning into another edition of Kipley Flow this Wednesday. God bless you. God bless you. As you go to bed, may angels visit you. As you go to bed, may you see angels in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Same channel. Have you subscribed? Did you like the service? Did you comment? Hey, you didn't comment. Try a comment when we are having the service. Did you share the links to your friend? Share the links to your friend. God bless you so much. May this word that you have heard sustain you and help you till we meet next week. God bless you. Bye.